Business. Driverless cars. In the self-driving seat. Google is miles ahead of its rivals in the race for autonomous motoring.
To Google is now in broad usage as a verb for retrieving information from the internet. If the tech giant has its way, I Googled will become a standard reply to the question, how did you get here? On May 28th, Google said it would build 100 prototype driverless cars devoid of pedals, steering wheel or controls, save an on-off switch. It is the next stage in its apparent quest to be as ubiquitous on the road as on computer screens. People have dreamed about driverless motoring since at least the 1930s, but only in recent years have car makers such as Mercedes-Benz and Volvo given the matter more thought. Kitting out test cars with the sensors and sophisticated software required to negotiate busy roads. Google has roared ahead by designing a driverless car from the ground up. But bringing autonomous motoring to the world is proving harder than Google had envisaged. It once promised it by 2017. Now it does not see production models coming out before 2020. The technology is far advanced, but needs shrinking in size and cost. Google's current test cars, retrofitted Toyota and Lexus models, are said to be packed with $80,000 worth of equipment. Google's latest efforts may have as much to do with convincing the public and lawmakers as refining the technology. The firm stresses the safety advantages of computers being more likely than humans to avoid accidents. The cars will have a top speed of just 25 miles per hour and a front end made of soft foam to cushion unwary pedestrians. The benefits could indeed be huge. Driving time could be given over to working, snoozing or browsing the web. Rather than suffer all the costs of owning a car, some people may prefer to summon a rented one on their smartphones whenever they need it. However, the issue of liability in the event of a driverless car crashing has yet to be resolved. Turning cars into commodities may not be good news for traditional car makers, but reinventing motoring as a service fits neatly with Google's plans to become as big in hardware as in software. And unlike car firms, which talk vaguely of becoming mobility providers, Google has pots of cash to make that a reality and no worries about disrupting its current business. Google admits it still has lots of work to do, but one day Googling to the shops may be a common activity.